Hello and welcome to You and Method Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from West Hills, California. In a moment, you will experience unique insight and one-of-a-kind perspective from Shaolin Grandmaster Dr. Cam Yuen. Dr. Cam Yuen, DC, has worked with patients for over 30 years and has been the world's foremost expert and leading grandmaster of Shaolin Kung Fu for nearly half a century. He's a well-known author and martial artist, frequently appearing on the covers of different martial arts magazines. He was also the technical and kung fu advisor on the original Kung Fu TV series, and thus was instrumental in bringing authentic kung fu to the international audience. To talk to Dr. Yuen, please call in now or visit our website. The guest call-in number is 646-478-3782. You can ask us a question anytime on our website. You will also find out about our exciting upcoming live events on our website. To ask Dr. Yuen a question, please visit yuenmethod.com/ask. That's yuenmethod.com/ASK. Now, here he is, live on the air, Dr. Cam Yuen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Cam Yuen.
And Marty Greenberg, welcome to our free live stream teleclinic part two of Delete Weight and Rejuvenate on the Spot. It is based on our number one international best-selling book, Delete on the Spot, Stress and Pain. And we're here today to do just that, put this book in action for you. So as a little bit of a reminder, if you haven't seen part one, make sure you go and watch it because it has a lot of valuable information. And just watching the replay of it will enhance your physical vitality even more. So you can find that on our website, unmethod.com, on our blog. So definitely watch part one. But continuing on with part two, today it's all about taking lives forward. In part one, as a little bit of a review, if you're not familiar with the Yuen method, we discussed how to do a deletion, what a deletion is, which is nothing but eliminate, set free, make independent, release, protect, forgive, forget, unconditionally. Deletion is nothing magical, it's nothing mystical. It's a switch, and we all have it as our internal computer. So, Dr. Yuen, talk a little bit about deletion and what it is, especially in regards to weight.
Well, we have things that affect us so many different ways. So, we put it all together and then just strengthen yourself to that deletion and make it go away from you.
So when you registered for this live stream, we had a survey, and thank you so much for filling it out because we got amazing success stories that came in. So a lot of people said that they felt better, they were enjoying it, and told us a lot of feedback. And we're going to go ahead and email you all the feedback we got so you can kind of see where everybody else is in the meantime. Because what the Yuen method is all about, it's a way of life. It's a continual process of life improvement. And the reason why we get these monthly is so that you can continue to stay strong. The core fundamentals of the Yuen method is all about finding your reasons, your causes, your sources of your specific pain and stress. So today we're going to be taking live callers so you can get a little bit of a sense of what's possible with the Yuen method, especially in regards to aging and weight, because our mind is always going to sabotage us, and your mind's going to tell you you can't do it, you're getting too old, you're too fat, you're too ugly, you're too this. That's your mind. So, Dr. Yuen, talk about how the mind sabotages us and how to delete your mind so that we're in touch with our physical intelligence.
Well, our mind always, think of things that that's challenging, and we think that that's good for you to have challenging experiences. Yeah. It's really about making things simple and use your brain. Your brain is your computer. Your brain will just process things so quickly that your mind would still be sitting on it so, next day or even next year or the next life, right? So
we want to go ahead and delete everybody's mind for them right now before we even start.
Yeah, you just have to be strong in deleting your mind. And
it's a new principle for most people.
Oh, yeah, because we're so indoctrinated that we want to only improve our mind, give up our mind, but that's the only thing that we have left. So when you do that, that's when your body kind of disconnects from your potential to improve your body, and that includes less aging and also be more streamlined and not be expanding your body and having more weight in your body.
So it's all about deleting your mind from your physical body, and we're going to actually put that into action today. Turn on your brain receiver, and we're going to have lots of callers calling in because we just want to show them what's possible.
Well, we're going to do it now. So we're just going to ensure that everyone's mind goes to another dimension, universe, exists in time and space,
right.
Places unknown, other energy fields, and the black hole, wormhole, and dark matter and dark energy of the universe. So when the mind have all the choices to go, then it's kind of easy for the mind just kind of, you know, get away from your physical intelligence.
So that was just activated for you live. So your mind was just deleted. And with that said, if you have anything at all relating to weight failures, maybe you can't lose weight, maybe you've been on many different diets, you go up and down, anything at all, give us a call. We're going to delete that on the spot for you. If you have anything about food issues or food cravings or hunger that you can't get rid of, overeating, whatever it is, other issues about maybe it's your physical appearance, maybe you feel you're getting old, things that are not feeling right in your physical body, whether it's high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, ulcers, gallstones, whatever it is that's bothering you, go ahead and give us a call. But we're going to get started because today, you know, it's all about just taking live callers. Like I said, if you want to go back and listen to part one on our website, unmethod.com, go ahead and do that. But let's get started and pay attention to how you feel right now. And as the stream goes on, you're going to start to feel stronger and stronger and stronger. Got it? Sound good? Okay. We're going to take our first caller.
All right. 718.
Okay, 718, you're on live.
Hi. Oh, so glad I got through.
Great. I can hear you loud and clear. What's your name?
Chris.
Okay. And what seems to be troubling you regarding maybe aging or weight?
With rejuvenation, actually, I'm losing too much weight recently. I'm having trouble
okay.
keeping weight on. I know that's not the usual thing. And
okay.
I think, I don't know if I should say what I think it's related to or not.
It's okay. Go ahead. Share with our audience.
I things that are going on related to that are,
I've been having a lot of stress around business, around family with relation to the business,
okay.
and like two people specifically.
Stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
And like making money, just a lot
okay.
of stress, and also there's something going on like with my neck and back, and I have been doing some
okay.
sort of deletions on myself, and I find that
okay.
it will shift, it sort of keeps shifting,
okay.
but there's something that keeps like sort of looping around. There it is.
Okay, so what? We're going to start with the deletion. So you feel it right now. I want you to have a baseline. Of, you have pain in your neck and your back, and you can feel that right now?
Yep.
Okay. And it bothers you that you seem to be losing weight, and you feel that it's related to business stress. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. So let's start with that because that thought bothers you. So when I tune into your life in general, I feel that your dynamics are weak. So you feel strong, but you with your coworkers, that there's a weakness there. So when you come together with your coworkers, so I'm going to strengthen your boundaries because your boundaries seem weak. And other energy fields are actually weakening you. And when you direct others, that's also a weakness there. There's a fear there. So that's your cause. It's not so much stress as it is fear. So I'm going to delete your fear. I'm going to strengthen your boundaries so that you and the people that you work with, that energy is, there's a strong dynamic there because that's really important, your foundation. And I also feel a weakness in your home, so I'm going to go ahead and delete that. Your neck is not coming from your neck. It's really coming from your sacrum. So it's important to pinpoint where the actual weakness is. So I'm strengthening your sacrum and your central nervous system and your solar plexus because that's where your back pain was coming from. So with that said, how does your neck pain feel, your back pain, and what do you think about business? Any change?
I do feel a shift, yes.
Okay.
Still feels like it feels better. There's still some little kind of remnants there. I don't know if that makes sense.
Okay, so like, let's delete the remnants. How does it feel now? Is your neck pain gone?
Ooh, feel it kind of moving through.
Okay, so it's
actually
it's opening.
Maybe if I stand up, it feels like because I'm trying to sit down. And,
okay, so do you feel it in your neck?
I still feel it, like, actually, interestingly, like, around the base of the spine and, like, through the top, like, the head and the kind of moving through the head, neck, shoulder. It feels like this spinning thing, like it's, like, wrapped or something.
Okay, so.
It's moving. It's moving.
When you think about your weight, there's some anxiety there. And when you think about eating, there's some anxiety there. And you're actually, it feels like there's a stuck energy with work and with finances. So your finances need to move quickly. And that the energy, I'm kind of processing this for you so that there's a quickness there. Because what's happening in your life, it's like you fear going forward. In your life and expansion and growth, and there's a fear, there's even more fear there. If I had to push the envelope a bit with your fear in other areas of your life. So I just deleted that fear and I strengthened your spinal cord. How does it feel now?
Ooh, that feels better.
When you think about your work, okay, good. When you think about your work and your situation now, does it feel any different to you, any calmer?
It feels a little calmer. There's still a little bit of certain fears that were confusion, which way to go.
Okay, so I feel that. I do feel what you're saying. I feel that the root behind that and the cause is uncertainty. So let's when you think about the future, because you can change the future before you get there. Right now, when you think about the future, you feel the uncertainty. So we're going to change it so that you're certain and there's strength and you're moving forward with strength. Think about what you want for a minute in your future. Just take a few seconds and imagine what it is that you want with your future, like your total prosperous energy. And can you feel that for a second?
Yes.
Okay. And so
just the feeling of everything, like working out and money coming in and good space and
okay,
you know, interesting. I felt a couple of fears come up still again. It's like there's something came up around like my father who's backing some of me and like my father and this person. There's like still some stuff there about like conflict about what they each want to happen.
Okay, so I'm going to delete all conflict and more importantly, I'm going to delete all judgment, all blame, all criticism, all critiquing. And the key fundamental to the human method is neutrality. And there's a lack of neutrality there, and it's ancestral related as well. Your father, his father's, like on the whole ancestral line. So I just deleted that out of your computer, and your father as well, and your coworkers. So with that
would be great. Yeah.
When you think about that again, do you feel more confident, like it can happen?
Yes, it's shifting.
Sorry. Okay.
Almost like I feel like I'm at like a 75% or something.
Okay, so let's make that 100% infinite potential. So we're going to speed that up, and your cells, your molecules, your atoms, and strengthen it so your perception, your feeling, your intuition is 100%. So you know, I'm putting you more in touch with your insight, and I'm strengthening your insight so that you automatically take the right action with your business, and that all the things you need to do will just happen automatically. And the money and the finances, that's going to come too. And I feel that your the speed in your body, your metabolism is more neutralized, and your digestion is more neutralized, and your transit time is more neutralized. So how does that feel overall in your physical body as well as mentally?
Feeling much calmer. Much calmer.
Okay, good.
Is there any way, like, is there anything I can do? Like, I still feel some stuff in the neck, like it's still moving through there or something, but.
Okay, your energy is moving and it's coming to the surface, so I'm going to actually strengthen your exit portal because the energy needs to leave your body. It's like
It feels like there's like a big tangle there that's trying to sort of loop out or something,
Okay, so I just strengthen your exit portal, so. And with that said, that'll strengthen your neck and your back. How does your overall physical body feel now?
Feeling better and better.
Okay, you're going to continue to feel better and better too. So listen to the rest of the stream, and you're going to continue to process. And like I said, the UN method is a way of life. So listen to the stream, come to future streams, and you will continue to improve. But with that said, do you have anything you'd like to share? You seem very energetic, though.
Does it help to, like, reinforce this to do what you did at the beginning? Like, if you feel, like, just delete your mind, like, delete body, mind, spirit, kind of, like, just delete. Is that
every
a good
day.
Thing to do? Like, yeah, and, like,
every
just sort of clears everything, clears.
Every day I do that.
I'm good, okay. I'm learning. Thank you.
You want it, eventually it becomes more and more and more automatic. And, you know, you put that thought right on your midline, and it's just, it's there. You know, once you do a few processing and whatnot, I always tell, you know, it becomes more automatic, especially with the courses. I don't know if you've ever taken a course, but you can learn how to do this. So, you know, and that's, have you taken a UN Method course before?
I have not. I'm somewhat new to it, but I've been sort of experimenting, if that makes sense, like just with kind of saying delete
okay, well,
to certain things.
Yeah. So, well, if you come to a course, you get charts that are essential, and even as a beginner, even if you're advanced, they're very, very. They direct you to where the weaknesses are, so that you can find them quicker, because it's all about using your insight, and it really assists you with getting away from the mind, and also, you know, being in touch with Dr. Yu, and while he's it's more about downloading and activating and updating your internal computer, and that's what Dr. Yu does in the course. So, if you're interested, definitely, it sounds like you'd be really good at this and be able to do it on yourself.
Love it. Thank you so much.
To keep you strong. But regardless, come for more free streams and just, you know, let us know in the chat at the end of this how you're feeling. It was a pleasure
terrific.
Talking
to you. Thank you.
And I'm so glad you feel better. Thanks for sharing with us today.
That's great, Marty. Great job. And, you know, people improve themselves, improve their family, and improve their friends, and their pets, too. So there's no limit to the improvement that you can make.
Exactly. All right, let's continue with the improvement. Let us know how you're feeling. We'll take another caller.
All right, 323.
323, you're on live.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Thank you. Whoa. Hello.
Hello. Okay. I can hear you loud.
Oh, my God. I had you on speaker. I'm about to lose my mind. Thank you so much.
Well, lose your mind. That's good. That's what we want. Right?
Okay. Wow. What a gift. I'm so grateful to get on.
That's wonderful. Are you challenged today with any kind of weight issue or aging?
I have a few things. I would like to delete my little belly fat. And
okay, belly fat. That's a big one for a lot of people.
Yeah. And I have some stagnation in my neck and shoulders and some range of motion that in my right hand, the thumb and the finger, it's been stiff. It was in the right hand, then it moved to, it was in the left hand, then it moved completely to the right hand where it's stiff. There was pain. The pain
is stiffness
and my knee, my right knee.
Okay. You have stiffness in your right knee and your hand and your back. Okay,
well,
so that's just to process some of that for you so your entire body just feels better. Right hand and back.
Well, we're going to process. We're just going to, you know, make everything even with each other so they get along with each other. So you don't have one part of your body, you know, have more consideration than other parts of your body. So you just make everything strongly even from your cellular tissues and organs and systems and structures.
And my respiratory.
So when you do that, then when you make an improvement in the body, you're just pretty much improving everything at the same time. So now we've done that, right? So compare before, now what's that seem like?
So any different?
I'm sitting here. I feel some energy.
Okay. How does your hand feel?
Still move it. I've been able to move it. It's just like the one thumb is like stiff completely.
Thumb. Okay, so let's process your thumb so we can loosen up your thumb.
Well, we didn't take into consideration the fingers, right? So
it's never coming from the where you think it is anyway. So.
Well, we want the fingers to be uniformly even with the hands and the rest of the body. And, of course, the fingers are kind of like your toes and your legs, and so the nervous system sometimes gets confused with the toes, with the fingers and all that. So and you could make it uniformly even, and they communicate back to the central nervous system more exactly. Okay, now what's that seem like?
Now that he strengthened your toes, does your thumb feel any better?
It feels like it's not bending yet, but it feels like I'm able to, like, put more pressure on it, like bend it almost, but not bend. It's not bending, but it feels like I'm able to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's been a little bit of improvement, but bending is now also an issue. So let's take a look at what bending, how that weakens you, because that's a specific weakness as well. What do you feel for bending?
Well, bending, it's really other people just kind of like bend over backwards for her or something, you know.
Mm, interesting.
That's a weakness. So let's resolve other people bending over backwards to please you, and you actually want to resolve that from yourself mentally about it, and of course spiritually as well. So now, how's the bending experience now?
When you bend your thumb, has there been a change?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay, so let's process that even further. So what we're going to do is speed up your feeling, your perception, and your intuition, and speed up your own internal computer. Because right now, it's stuck. It feels like it just needs to reboot. So we're going to reset
mm-hmm.
your mind, your body, your spirit, and reboot you. Because it's almost like things that are stuck in your thumb are from,
mm-hmm.
like, when you were, you know, at a young age, and they're affecting you now. And so, and also there's some relationship issues that are also going on that are in your stomach. You had mentioned that you
mm-hmm.
have excess belly fat in your stomach, and that's more relationship issues than it is
mm-hmm.
physical. So you tend to, like, you're holding on for, like, a protection type of feeling. And so I'm going to delete any kind of overprotection. I don't know if you feel, like, I mean, if you're aware of that consciously, like, you tend to be a protective type of person. And
mm-hmm.
so it's not so much what you eat as it is protecting yourself. So
mm-hmm.
we're going to strengthen your relationships in your life, and we strengthen your perception, and we reboot your computer. So with that said, when you think about your body weight, actually, do you feel any different? There's some grief there. When I ask you that question, I'm also deleting you and you grief, because I feel that there's some heartache there that needs to be released. So that I completely deleted that out of your cells, molecules, and atoms, quantum particles. Okay, now let me ask you again. Do you feel a change there?
Well, I feel good. I feel like, I don't know, something's moving.
Something's moving. Okay. How does your thumb feel?
You know what?
What?
For the most part, I'm putting pressure on it, and the pain is, like, the pain that was there is 70% to 80% gone. So I'm putting pressure
okay.
on it. It's not
okay,
completely
so
bent yet.
When you say, I'm going to stop you in the tracks, because you said it was 70% to 80% better. I'm going to speed it up, because the minute you said pressure, when other people put pressure on you, that's the weakness. And when you put pressure on your thumb, it relates to other people putting pressure on you, and it has to do more with relationships, like I said. So we're going to clear that. And now when you put pressure on your thumb, how does it feel? Same or different?
It's about a little bit better, about the same as before, just when I mentioned them.
Okay, so what's going on with relationships in your life? Is there something that really that clears, but it's very intense?
I'm single, like everyone else in California, I think. I'm not desperate. I just would like, I want to share my life with somebody, but I want the right one. I don't want just anyone.
Okay, and so there's some heartache there, though, when you say you want to find the right man and the frustration of not finding the right man. So I know this has to be more with weight and rejuvenation, but like I said, it's important to find your reasons, causes, and sources. So for those of you listening, you know, that for you specifically, it really doesn't have to do with weight. So I'm going to strengthen you so that you do attract the right partner, and it is congruent with what you want, because there's, you're consciously saying something, and subconsciously there's fear there. So I'm going to delete your fear.
Thank you.
And I'm going to also delete some things that go back to, that relate to your mother. And there's some there's some animosity and emotions there still. So I've deleted I've deleted that as well. So now there's more of a calmness I feel in your heart center. Do you feel that?
I do.
You do. Okay, good. It's important for you to be, you know, to have that grounding and centered, stabilized energy, and for you to fully accept and love yourself. And I know people say love yourself, but when I mean love yourself unconditionally, that means like no judgment and no blame, no criticism, because you tend to do that, and you're really holding that in your heart center. So I deleted your own personal, you know, kind of judgments that you have about yourself. And now I feel that, you know, you're ready to allow someone to come in. And with that said, your belly fat will start to diminish. And
that's phenomenal.
Can you relate that? So,
I can.
And it really, because there's a protection there. And so now that that's gone, stay connected with us and let us know the changes.
Okay, great.
Good. That's very good.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, so we're going to continue on. And as this live stream continues, just again, pay attention to how you're feeling, because I know if you resonate with some of the issues coming up for the callers, you're also going to...
Well, we need to just improve everybody, right? So
let's do that.
We improve their minds, out their body. Now, the next thing would be physical. Then we just have to strengthen the whole central nervous system. So the central nervous system is going to increase the physical intelligence to improve the physical body and also the physical surroundings. Okay, that seems to be strong now.
So your central nervous system is strengthened and your physical surroundings. And I know we speak to so many people, and it's so trivial, like when you think about your physical surroundings, whether it's your neighbors, the people you're around, but that energy really affects you. Dr. June, explain a little bit about that. I mean, you strengthen everyone just within a second, and you can have literally life-changing appearances happen just from strengthening your surroundings.
Oh, sure.
You
have people actually live in the city, and they think that it doesn't affect them, but that particular city they live in actually weakens them, that once they recognize the weakness or identify the weakness and strengthen the weakness and delete the effects of it, then your life actually changes just from that.
And that can cause you to age. I mean, just like a lot of negative energy around you.
You have to identify, though. It's not making an assumption. So you identify exactly that's what really affects you, the exactness and the preciseness just kind of resolve the problems that on its own without, you know, putting energy in and trying to force it to resolve.
Okay, we're going to continue. So, again, pay attention to how you're feeling. I will take another caller.
Hi, 503. Hi, this is Scott.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Happy to be on the line.
Okay, we're glad you're here. Is there anything troubling you with weight or rejuvenation?
Well, I would say, my weight is something that I've struggled with most of my life, and I tend to sometimes with stress lose weight, other times with stress gain weight. More often I go into a weight gaining mode, though.
So right now you want to lose weight?
Yes, I'd like to lose weight, about 30 or 40 pounds.
Okay, and so you've tried diets, right, and they don't work?
I find when I can get myself on a diet that is free of sugar and free of wheat and lots of fresh vegetables and lean meat, I drop weight pretty easily. My challenge is when I get off of that, it's really hard for me to get back on it.
Okay, so that's really interesting, and Dr. can expand a little bit more on food and specific foods, because it's really important what you said. You said when you're on a diet that's free of sugar, is that correct, that you tend to lose weight?
Free of sugar and yeah. Free of wheat or anything processed.
Okay.
Then I tend to drop weight pretty quickly.
Okay, because I'm sure there's a lot of other people that can relate to that, like, you know, not eating sugar and wheat. So, Josh, let's touch base on that, like sugar and wheat.
Well,
when you
touch bases on it, you have to compare what Scott said. You know, he struggled, and their struggling is actually the leading weakness. So you can think about your struggling with your body weight, right, and other things in your life as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing to do is to strengthen the experience of struggling and the thought of struggling, and then delete the effect of it in affecting every part of your body, like down to your every cell, molecules, and atom in your body, and quantum particles. So now when you think about struggling, how you compare with before about your struggling, does it have the same effect on you as before?
Let's see. I noticed a little bit of a twinge in my gut, right in the center of my gut. And I'm not sure if that's indicating anything.
Indicate, you know, it's coming out of there. But when you think about struggling, you should make a comparison whether it still affects you or not, because you don't want to let yourself know whether you're different than before.
Mm-hmm.
So how's the struggling? Do you still have struggles?
Yeah, I'd say that word has a little less charge to it.
Well, that's what
that
you want.
Sense.
You don't want to expect a struggle. See, when you have a lot of struggle in your life, what do people do? They try to relax themselves out of their struggle, right? They just numb it and relax it. And then when you relax, then it's easy to expand your body. You get flabby through the relaxation. So let's ensure that you're not going to choose relaxation. You want to restore the tension and untensing of your body, so that way he could be fit on his own without, you know, long, prolonged hours of working out. Okay, now what's that you about now? You more in charge?
Yeah, I just had an aha moment.
Aha.
My
okay.
Aha moment is that I've always have a struggle going on in one area of my life or the other. And so that when one area issues are resolved, I feel like there's going to be the shoe is going to drop. You know, the other shoe is going to drop, and I'm going to create another struggle. So I'm always on guard for another struggle.
So you still think that way now, or is it more of a blank now?
It's more of a what?
As you're saying it, Jacqueline's deleting it. So when you think about it now,
yeah, keep deleting that, because that's
yeah, you see, I have no struggle in your life. So let's ensure that no one has any struggle in their life. There's no reason why anyone should be struggling. You should be right on what really you want to improve on, and you strengthen yourself with the improvement.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about, you said when one area is good, you feel like the other area is going to drop. Did that shift for you? So when you think about all areas of your life really good and going strong, how does that make you feel? Any change?
I'd say it's a little bit lesser, but I still have a little bit of that sensation of not all, or belief that not all areas of my life can be simultaneously good.
Okay.
And struggle.
Now we know that it's not all your problem. Now you come from the ancestral line that makes other people struggle, and your ancestor spirit actually wants to resolve their karma, making other people struggle. Okay. Now, do you still have any more struggles?
I'm sorry, say it again?
I said, do you have any more struggles right now?
Do I feel it, or am I having?
Like when you think about, go back to what you originally said. When you think about all areas of your life being strong, do you still feel a struggle is what he's asking. Does that feel same or different?
I'd say it's reduced some.
Right, so that's the next step of improvement, because you're going to have the effect of your ancestors. So we just resolve the ancestors' karma of making other people struggle, right? So they don't have that karma anymore. So you will not have the struggling thought and experience in you.
Wonderful.
Does it seem that way?
You got to feel it, though, and perceive it. So we're going to speed up your feeling, your perception, your intuition, and your insight, and strengthen your future to now and now to your future, and integrate all areas of your life so that you can easily lose weight and also integrate all aspects of your life. What do you feel within you?
Wonderful.
It's more defined now, more exact was before. You know, his resonate, when he's struggling, he try to relax. When he relax, then the body kind of out of connection with the central nervous system.
Which is really interesting. So you want to tense and untense, and it's kind of a new principle. But when you activate that and you tense and then you untense.
It's really an old principle. We just forgot about it. That's
an old principle. Okay.
Because other living creatures, you know, they tense and untense all the time.
Right.
And no one sees them do that. So
right.
we do the same thing
right.
that people stand in front of us. They don't know we're doing that.
Right.
So
you don't want to relax too much. It's really tensing and untensing.
Right.
The relaxing is what ages you.
Well, it makes
so there's something we should be doing consciously then for tense and untense?
Yeah. So you get it automatic, right? So if you want your body to tense and untense at your heart, right? It's automatic.
Explain how to do that, Dr. The tense is the untense. So this is completely new.
Well, it's so simple.
It's so simple.
It's really hard to explain it.
It's like when you tense your biceps and then you let go. And you tense your biceps and you let go.
And
so
think about
there. But you can do that in all aspects of your body.
Think about that. You want to be in sync with your heart. And
but you got to do it a few times to get really, you know, the feeling.
Well, we make it easy for everyone to get that feeling, right? So get that collective influences, we should relax ourselves all the time. And you know, if you relax yourself a lot, then you get flabby very easily.
Does that hit home with you, Scott?
Yes, it does. And what about sleep? That just came to my awareness. Is that
sleep.
How does that affect weight?
How are you sleeping okay, or you can't get enough sleep? Are you waking up in the middle of the night?
I wake up in the middle of the night quite a bit.
Okay, so why don't we add everybody to that,
I actually, there was a lot of emails coming in
about sleeping, right?
Sleeping and waking up. But are you waking up to urinate, or are you waking up just because you can't sleep?
Both.
So,
or I wake up because I can't sleep, then I urinate,
Okay, so let's go for it, Dr.
Okay, well, sleeping is... When people sleep, their spiritual experience comes up to the surface, and that's really disturbing them and actually wakes them up. So you want to ensure any negative spiritual experience that you have or even your ancestors and other family members have will not have any effect on you. And then you would look at sleeping as natural as taking your next breath. Now, when you think about sleeping now, you have a question about it?
A question? Nothing's coming to mind.
Right. So you don't want your mind there, right? So it's no longer a question, right?
That's coming to mind. That's exactly where you want. That's a good quote. So you'll see how you sleep tonight, and you'll join our next stream and keep us.
Yeah, continue to improve.
Continue.
That's what we want. Everyone to have the experience of.
And as others improve, you improve. So with that just done, and Scott, how do you feel? Does that feel better when you think about sleeping? Does it feel better?
It's no longer a problem, right? So when we make sleeping as a disorder, then it becomes a problem that doesn't receive any resolution.
Right.
Yeah, and then
anything
stress.
Anything you'd like to share? Any more ahas, Scott, you'd like to share?
Yeah, well, the... I'm definitely feeling, there's a lot of energy coming through. I'm certainly well aware of that. And it's, there's still something going on in my my gut, sort of in the solar plexus area. Does that tell you anything?
That's a change going on.
Well, we have to strengthen his exit portal at the end of his torso. So we just strengthen it because the exit portal is kind of blocked. The rest of what's coming out of his torso, Okay? So how's your stomach now? Or abdominal region?
Feels good.
Yeah, so the Eche Porto, right? So Eche Porto is not even having any recognition by all the conventional expert thinkers.
Which is super important because you want your energy to exit out of your physical body, especially if it's stuck and stagnant. So, you feeling better?
I am.
Okay, good. Thank you so much, Scott, for joining. And drink your way. Continue to improve on this dream. And hopefully we'll see you in a course or clinic in the future.
All right, super. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, so we're going to continue to take callers and just show you the possibilities of how fast things can take place in your life. But again, it's all about finding your specific reasons, the causes and sources behind what it is that's weakening you. Okay, next caller.
All right,
310. 310, you're on live. Okay,
hello,
next caller.
Okay,
oh, there you go. We got you live.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear us okay?
Yes. Hi. I have pain in my left shoulder for several months.
Okay, your left shoulder for several months.
Yes.
Okay, does it hurt when you have a range of movement? Why don't you try lifting your left arm like above up to your head?
Yeah, I mean, I have the range of movement, but there is a little bit of stiffness, very little, but the pain has been there for no reason. I had no reason whatsoever, and it just happened one day several months ago, and the pain is just there, you know.
Okay, so let's take away the pain and process that for you. Dusty, what do you feel?
No, I feel that, you know, opposite brain should be stronger through the shoulder, and the shoulder, the left shoulder should be able to communicate strongly with the brain, and the brain's kind of somewhat becomes less affected because of the mind that we sitting next to the brain there. So we just clear that up, and now how's your left shoulder now?
The slight pain is still there.
Okay, the same amount?
Pardon?
So is it just, if it's the same amount, no, that's strengthen you for your perception and strengthen you physically connect with it instead of connecting with your body, with your mind, instead of your physical brain and intelligence. Okay, and then you have to tense the shoulder too because you have a problem there. You try to relax it, so it's kind of out of alignment. So just give it a little tension and untense it. And now, how's your shoulder seem like to you?
It's much better right now.
Okay. Well, that's what you have to do, right? Very simple stuff. So
yeah.
We should be able to do that for ourselves, our family members, and friends.
Yeah, because when you have pain, that's what actually, you know, when you start to have a lot of body pain, it gets worse and worse and worse. That's what
well,
you really
our,
feel.
Our goal is to, like, no one have any more pain in the world, right?
Exactly.
That'd be nice. So,
be very nice. So come and learn this and be able to get yourself, your friends, your family, your clients out of pain all the time. Is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners? And are you new to the UN method?
Yes, I have taken some classes and I try to, you know, it definitely works, but there are cases like I have a friend right now who has benign brain tumors, and I have no clue like how I could use the UN method to help him.
Okay,
Dr. Well, you're always looking for a comparative weakness, so you want to pinpoint the weakest of the weakness that you have or that person have, and you strengthen that, and then you go to the next weakness. So you have a question about it. Because you and your friend, it's not because you have the tumor, but it's really the internal dynamic you share with each other. There's some weakness there. You're struggling with that weakness, so we strengthen it. Now, when you're thinking about the other person now, what does that seem like? You could do something now, right?
Yeah, I have no attachment to him, like right now, the way I'm thinking, like But
you don't have any attachment to him.
But there's no limitation now, right? Whereas before, there was a limitation there. But a limitation is not the condition. It's really the weakness in that internal dynamic to share with each other.
Right.
Have you had any, have you had any other improvements in your life?
Yes. I mean, you know, I help with people with pain and stiffness and things like that. It definitely works very well.
Okay, that's great. So pain and stiffness, I'm glad that that definitely works for you. So pain and stiffness is
so
difficult to get rid of.
Cramps or muscle tensing, you know, chubby horses, those kind of things. I mean, so many people have cramps. It's unbelievable, and they live with that, but it's so easy to remove that.
Tell the audience, lots of people cramps, and it's so easy to remove. That is great. Great. I'm glad you're having success with that. Basic pain. I mean, if you just take one class just to know how to get rid of, like, basic pain, that's life-altering. So thank you for sharing. I'm so glad that you're having success with that.
Okay.
And like I said, no matter how, I want to encourage you though, no matter how serious or how trivial your pain is, when you mentioned the brain or benign tumor, you know, look at that the same way, because it's all about just finding the weaknesses, and it doesn't matter how serious it is. Expand on that a little bit more, Jeffrey, because some people think, well, it's so serious, and they're
actually
concerned by it.
The
really
serious problems actually easier than the trivials.
Mm-hmm.
So the trivial problems actually more difficult to find the causes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to have more experience doing it,
mm-hmm.
because the serious problems,
mm-hmm.
the causes are
mm-hmm.
are really, you know, it's right there. You know, you
mm-hmm.
could actually achieve very quickly.
Right. And, you know, I encourage you to take more classes. I mean, with one class, you were able to get rid of basic pain, but I encourage you to take more, because as you take more classes, you do. It's like learning a sport or anything else. I mean, the more you do it, the better you get. So thank you for joining. Thank you for sharing. And stay tuned and keep us posted on your success.
Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to continue. We want to just get you results. This is all about results in advance. It's all about just making you feel good, these live streams. You know, we want to show you what's possible, because a lot of people, you know, your mind's going to sabotage you and tell you this isn't possible. There's no way pain can go away so fast. But in reality, it's possible. You know, Dr. Yoon and the Yoon Method and myself, you know, we make the impossible possible. And I was a perfect example with my story. You can read it in the foreword of the book, how I had a serious life-threatening, I had an artery and a vein that was twisted, my SMA and SMB, you can read about it in my story. And the bottom line was that Dr. Yoon just, you know, one session reversed my artery and vein. And the best part about it, and just to tell you in just a couple minutes, to make a long story short, I had a serious surgery. And after my surgery, when Dr. Yoon reversed my artery and vein, I hadn't eaten in a year. After he reversed my artery and vein, he said, let's go eat some Chinese food. And like I said, you can read my story, but for those of you who know what it's like, if you go on a diet and you haven't eaten in a while, I mean, to eat fried foods, to even think about eating fried foods, I mean, you know, experts would tell you that's not what you want to start off eating. You want, like, bland foods. But sure enough, I went and feasted on crispy fried wontons and fried rice after a whole year of not being able to eat, and I was completely fine, and I had no problem whatsoever, and it was just like the biggest aha pivotal moment in my life that Western medicine is just so doesn't have the answers, and how Dr. Yoon, the Yoon method, can just reverse your element on the spot. And more importantly, when you're talking about food, I know there's all kinds of people out there. The reason I share my story is not because of me and what I went through. It's because the Yoon method saved my life, but more importantly, it can save your life. And specifically with weight, specifically if you're having issues regarding your weight, you're overweight, you have a lot of body fat, you know, and you go on diets, it's not working and whatnot, or you have specific food you know, a lot of the nutritionists will tell you, oh, you can't have this food, you can't have that food, or certain foods that weaken you. When you learn the UN method, you can eat whatever you want, literally. And
it's what you do.
And I do that myself. I live by that. You know, I walk my talk. And
you're stronger than the food you eat.
I'm stronger than the food that I eat. And I was like a living testimony. I mean, I eat fried wontons. And
you beat up the food. Instead, the food beat you up.
Okay. But, I mean, I love to tell that story because it was amazing. It's amazing. And you'll be amazed, too. I mean, I was working on a client last week, and he told me that every time he ate shrimp, that he'd have this horrible allergic reaction in his throat. And he literally, like, he was so afraid of shrimp that he'd have to, like, go to the hospital because his whole throat would swell up and everything. And his memory about shrimp was that in a past life, he was a fisherman, and he drowned on a boat. And when I deleted that trauma out of his computer that he was holding in a cellular memory, he could eat shrimp again without any allergic reaction at all. And I share that story with you because maybe it's wheat, maybe it's a certain foods. You know, Darkune is thousands of people all are, you know, they always say, well, this food bothers me, that food bothers me. I can't eat this, I can't eat that. Well, when you learn the UN method, Darkune, tell them about food, how, you know,
well, if you have no weakness there, then that food that really bothers the person. So it's really a misinterpretation about the person more than the food itself. So that becomes a problem, a misinterpretation about it.
And so explaining your course a little bit, how what you get into with regards to food and eating and sugar cravings and how that affects
people. Anytime we have courses, you know, we want to ensure that people just download the answers and how to connect with the right answers, mm-hmm. how to connect to the truth that actually set them free from the things that troubles them, right?
The truth will set you free. And a lot.
And it does it every time. So not once in a while, every time. So unfortunately, you know, mm-hmm. experts kind of don't know the truth, but then they try to convince you that they do know, right?
Mm-hmm. It may be right. It may not be right for you. I mean, some experts, I mean, you know, it's above average, what they'll tell you, but if it doesn't work for you, if you're not getting results, they didn't give you the right answer. And if you get anything out of this live stream at all, is that if you go to an expert, whether it's a doctor, a therapist, whoever it is,
an educator, whoever that may be, or a minister, whoever you want. So
you walk away and you don't get results, then that wasn't the right answer. And even with the UN method, I mean, you still have to push the envelope. I mean, some people even call me, they're like, well, you know, I'm in the club, you know, I tell them, look, you need that specific issue looked at. And when you look at that specific issue of what's bothering you, find the weakness and strengthen it, it's gone. And sometimes that takes a personal consultation with Dr. Yoon or being in one of his clinics and really looking at your specific situation. Because regardless, actually, if you even join us in anything else again, if you get anything out of this live stream, it's that you have to find your reasons and your causes and your forces. And I know I've said that maybe 10 times throughout the stream.
I think more than that.
But it's the key fundamentals, and we all miss it. You know, people open a book and they think, oh, well, that's the answer. But it may or may not be. You got to know what's strong and what's weak. And how do you do that? Through your feeling, through your perception, through your intuition, your insight.
You have to program that into them. So it's not something that...
Right.
They get from discipline themselves. Or
yeah, so share with them how you do this in your course. I mean, as Dr. Yoon teaches, he's actually downloading, activating, and upgrading your internal computer.
That's the best way to improve.
And when you do that, explain how it's all based on insight and feeling, the difference between what's strong and weak for people.
Well, it's automatic. So when you use your brain more, then the brain's like a computer automatically process.
Mm-hmm.
And your mind would just be sitting there trying to think about it and make a distinction, and that would take not just hours, but, you know, it might take half a lifetime when people are thinking about it and try to be mindful.
All right. So it's all about deleting your mind out of your physical body. And right now we're just as a group, like I said, your central nervous system, if you go ahead and take a nice deep breath in and place your attention on your spinal cord for a minute. And Dr. Yoon and I are going to direct you specific strengths in your spinal cord. We're going to strengthen your metabolism. We're going to strengthen the speed, your processing speed. We're also going to strengthen all your cells, molecules, and atoms up and down your body structure to make you strong in general. And what else do you feel, Dr. Yoon, within the group?
they have to be strongly integrating all the cells within the central nervous system. So the cells are miniature computers, and you have to integrate all of them for it to function as one main computer and without any distortion or conflict among each other.
So explain a little bit about the reasons and the causes specifically for them. Like when you activate people's intuition, how are they led to the right answer?
Well, it would be automatic. So when you have that intuition and the perception and the feeling combined strongly together, you automatically have the insight, and you will connect with the right answer to all the answers that you're surrounded by answers.
So I know there's questions that you have right now, and some are chatting with us and asking certain questions. And, you know, we want to be able to teach you how to do this so that you can tune into yourself and get your own answers. I know for some of you who just want it done, I recommend Dr. Green has a 5-week clinic.
Well, people should experience doing it as well as experience improving.
Right.
So,
and the difference between a course and the course you actually learn how to do this, and the clinic is...
Well, you download more. You don't need to learn anything. It's a whole new way of learning.
It's a whole new way of
talking. That's not learning, right? We already know it. We just have to actually...
Remember it, too.
Your brain... The computer knows it.
Right. So that's what happens in the course. And the clinic, you get to submit a specific request to Dr. Yu and something that's bothering or troubling you for over 5 weeks. And you just log into your membership, and it's more interactive and personalized resolution of your, you know, issue. So that's a great thing, too. But we're going to go ahead and do some more live examples. So we'll take another live caller. Show you what's possible.
317.
317, you're on live.
Hi, I have a question for you. I'm a holistic healer, and I've run into a problem where I work on somebody, I pick up what they have. And
okay, so
I don't
you're
want to
a
do
healer,
that
you work on a lot of. Okay, so that can be very draining, and I can relate to that. A long time ago, I used to have that, and what I strengthened in myself is the external boundaries so that you don't resonate with other people. And you're very sympathetic, and you have a lot of empathy for others. So emotionally, I'm going to strengthen you for empathy, sympathy, and I'm also going to strengthen your boundaries so that nothing can affect you. And I'm going to strengthen you, most important, for being neutral, because when you're neutral, nothing will bother, affect you, or disturb your energy field. So you have that, you know.
Thank you.
Strengthen your do not disturb. And so that nothing disturbs you, and that's really powerful. And I got to tell you, for those of you listening who also are sensitive to energy, I'm going to do that for you as well. And how do you feel now? Any change when you think about it?
I feel good, and I just took a deep breath, which to me always tells me that something has moved, something has changed in my body.
You're very,
I appreciate that.
You're very open.
Pardon me?
You're very open, and you're very intuitive. I can feel that in you. And you direct it and assist a lot of people. And keep doing it, because you're good at it. And
thank you.
And
you're very good.
So continue it. And come and take a course, because you can implement this on a lot of people that you're already, you know, doing healings on. And just have more tools to work with, really, and more protection. I find that when I connect with Dr. Yu and do a lot of the strengthening for neutrality, that helps significantly. And when you do it every day, it's really, you know, your energy field just becomes very, very, very strong.
I've noticed that, because I'm signed up to take the next class, and one thing that I don't understand is that I've had some back issues. I actually had a fine back, and I worked on someone. And their back was healed, and I had back problems. So when I had this strengthened by Dr. Ewan, it moves around. It switches places.
So the pain in your back moves around when you process under the deletions?
Yes, when there's strengthening, you know, deletions, it'll it'll be healed from one spot and it moves to another.
Okay, so a lot of people have that question. They're like, the pain went away on the right side, and now I feel it on the left side, or the opposite.
Right.
And the reason why is that you have to, it's not that it appears somewhere else, it's that other issues come up that need to be addressed. And that's all that it is.
Okay.
The pain doesn't move. The pain that you deleted is gone, and now there's a new issue specifically that needs to be deleted. So, I mean, sometimes there's one deletion. Sometimes there's thousands of deletions. So the answer is just keep going and working through till they don't feel any pain at all. But do you have any back pain right now?
Yes, it's so bad I had to take a leave, which I'm very opposed to taking that, but I had no choice because it was hurting so bad.
Okay, so do you feel it right now?
Yes.
Okay, and where is it, in your lower or upper back?
Lower, all the way across my lower back.
Okay, so let's take a look and process that. Dr. What do you feel?
Well, I feel a weakness in her sternum, right? So that's kind of common, that the back pain comes from the sternum and the rib cage is there. And once you find the weakness, you strengthen it, and also the forehead and the throat. So there's where the weakness indicates where it's coming from. Right? So now what's that team right now with those weakness strengthened?
It's still there, but it was extremely strong today. So,
So when you say it's still there and we've done something, then we have to look at, if it's coming from your back or coming from, but coming from you, but it's coming not from your back, but it's coming from your yourself, let's say your perception. So your perception is weak because when you have a pain, you don't want to perceive the pain. So when you improve on the pain, you couldn't perceive the changes yet, right? So you have to bring your perception back and then and also improve your insight and improve your physical intelligence connection to your body and as well as your physical awareness. So those things will turn off when you have a pain. So people choose to turn themselves off instead of, you know, perceiving the pain more than they want to, so they turn themselves off. Now, what's that team right now?
It has left. The left side is better, and the right side is still there.
Okay. So then the right side most likely would have other reasons to continue to have that situation going there. So you want to balance the left and right in this case so they'd be even with each other. So that was just... preference on one side more than the other side. It should be no preference. So that way you don't generate the conflict there. Now, things are more even from left to right, right to left, and also front to back, and outside to inside your body. Now, what does that seem like?
Okay. It's healing from the left side to the right, so the very far right side is still sharp, but it's definitely better. It's just... It's like a moving truck, and it's the left is better, and the middle got better.
You have other things that happen to your right side that you actually want to give yourself the opportunity to resolve it. So what you're sensing or perceiving is, again, come from the ancestors. Of course, if people say, but the ancestors got to deal with you. Well, they do have things to deal with their descendants. I'm just saying, let's say your ancestor injured someone in that part of the back, and they want to take this opportunity to resolve their karma and also let go of the people they kind of injure. So you have to resolve the karma in both directions. Okay, now when you think about your situation now or sense what's going on there, now what's that thing like?
Okay, I'm leaning over. It's interesting because my back is popping as I'm leaning over by my hip, from my hip. So it's obviously did something.
So the ancestor, you know, thank you for, you know, including them so they could improve their sphere, right? So you include the ancestor's sphere by resolving their karma. And when they're in the sphere world, you know, whether we accept it or not accept it, it's a weakness to indicate that. So you're not asking anyone to believe in anything, but it comes up as a weakness and we have to deal with it. So it indicates the ancestors' karma has to be resolved. So we just resolved it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I have one question for you. I do the UN method every morning, and if a word keeps popping up, the word resentment keeps popping up, what do I do with that if it's a word that keeps popping up?
Well, I've got to see where the weakness indicates where the word is coming from. Now, that word is coming from, in this case, you already talked about your ancestors, but you have descendants of other lifetimes. They were born because of you. They also resent when they were not born because you stopped them from being, born. So let's resolve the situation, your descendants having a conflict. When they get born, they don't want to be born. When they don't get born, they want to be born. So that's kind of, all right, now what does that seem like about your resentment now?
Interesting. Very interesting. I felt a lot lighter in my head when you said that.
Yeah, it's like
that's very interesting.
No longer affect you because it came from your descendants or your children of other lifetimes. They don't
have
a weakness, then we have to deal with it, right? So we're not going to sit here and prove it, you know, that exists, right? So we don't care as long as you achieve improvement.
Okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm excited for the class.
Okay, we're excited for the class, too.
but you remind people they can take care of themselves. And,
yeah, that's what this is all about.
Yeah, take charge and gain expertise and mastery. That would be an improvement for the whole human race, and that's what we want to do.
That's right. And you know what? This is all about, it's time to be
and not about therapy and not about healing and things like that. That served its purpose before. Now we want to go beyond that.
So thank you so much. We look forward to having you in the course. For those of you who want more information on the course or the clinic or Dr. Yun's program, you can go ahead and click the links on this page. You'll see three links. If you have any questions logistically, go ahead and send us an email. Contact us at unmethod.com. But again, like, this all starts next week. So if you like this live stream and you like being present, you're feeling changes, maybe so, maybe no. Maybe you want to learn more, as Dr. Yun says, download and update your internal computer. Join a course. You can click there, all the dates and information, everything you learn. And if you want just personalized resolution, I definitely either, a personal consultation with Dr. Yun, you can go to the website, unmethod.com and click on consultations, or join a 5-week clinic, because it's over a period of 5 weeks if you get to submit your issue and it's just gone. And Dr. Yun will personally work with you, where in the course you kind of, it's more interactive and you're, like I said, you're downloading this information so you're able to apply it on yourself, on your loved ones, your friends. But like I said, if you are in the business of improving people's lives, whether you're a healthcare practitioner or anything like that, just tremendously, exponentially, take you that much further in what you're able to do with your clients and also, yourself. So it's highly recommended. What's the latest? For those of you who have already taken, maybe it's a weight course or less aging, this comes with all new charts, which are incredible. So you get a booklet for less aging and a booklet for weight loss, and it's to ensure their chart that really...
Most updated.
It's the most updated. So, the most frequently asked question, how do you get great results fast? And these charts are what Dr. Yun uses and myself to just get those quick results. And so they're the most frequently used in the triads, the pentagon, the hexagons, and you learn all about geometric figures and why they're important, and most importantly, how to get and ensure quick results using these figures. And it's all taught in the course, and you get all the booklets and the information every week. The course is for 4 straight weeks. And like I said, it all starts next week, so join us. And also the best part is that we are giving away the free course to someone. So let me look here on the chat. And I see a woman named Veronica. Don't know who you are, Veronica. But Veronica, send us an email because you just won a telecourse delete on the spot weight and rejuvenation. So Veronica, are you there? Let me know in the chat right here. Me, yes, you, Veronica. I'm looking at the chat. I'm online. Just go ahead, Veronica. Woohoo! Go ahead. Contact us at unmethod.com, and Chris will get you all set up with that. If you have questions about what's in it, like I said, just click that link, the upcoming events, or the link right there where it says to delete weight and rejuvenate all new live specialty telecourse. Go ahead and click that. It'll give you all the information, like I said. But it's all about self-improvement, regardless if you join us or not. Join our free streams. Next month, we have an amazing free stream on unconditional love and sexual neutrality, which is completely new, completely updated. So if you want to join us, we'll be emailing you. Keep an eye out in your email for that update and when that's going to be next month. So until then, everyone, I hope you like this. I hope you got a lot out of it. And we do. We wish you the best, and we're happy you are here, and we send you much, much, much strength your way.
That's great. So share the improvement with other people so it will improve you in the process of causing other people to improve.
Yeah. Pass the stream to all your friends, all your family, have them watch the replay to reinforce everything that we
So the whole world should improve. Right? We want the whole world. Be moved direction and making an
improvement. Absolutely. World improvement. Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.